Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Back at it here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680. We got plenty coming up for you here this week. Of course, we'll have the game tomorrow night with Maryland. So we'll have that 7 o'clock with the play-by-play, 5:30 with the pregame. I don't even send a promo sheet. Oh, there it is. And, of course, we'll have Bellarmine and Kentucky tomorrow night as well. So that game will come your way at 7 o'clock. Women's basketball, Jeff Walls' squad back in action against Ohio State. That'll be on Wednesday. So you'll hear that one here at 7:30, and then we got all the conference championship games as well. Paul Rogers is with us here. He had a day off, didn't have to prepare for a football or a basketball game for once yesterday.
First time in weeks, I said, I ain't doing nothing today, folks. I need a little break here.
Did you watch the NFL, or did you like Blankenbaker watch a dog show somewhere?
I watched a little NFL. My wife doesn't allow football to be on the TV in the house when I'm there. So.
Whoa, that's a rough rule.
How'd that happen?
I sneaked down the basement.
You have like a garage or something? A basement? Okay.
Safe room. Yeah, to get to. Okay, so Saturday, I don't want to take you in any direction. I want to hear your perspective as you've seen these games, you called this game, and you look back, and your general reaction. Forget a post-game caller's reaction.
My feeling Saturday was almost identical to my feeling before and after the Clemson game. I went into both those games thinking, you know, I feel like Louisville's got a chance here.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson was coming off a bad loss,
yep.
Which looking back was probably a bad thing.
Yeah.
Kentucky coming off a bad stretch. And then we played the game and I watched it. I said, you know what? Louisville's still just not quite there. I was disappointed, but I wasn't shattered. I said, you know, they still got work to do. They're better.
Mm-hmm.
They were competitive, but they're still not quite good enough. And that's bottom line where they are. But let me give you just think about this for a minute.
Okay.
Louisville's schedule, before the season started, what were most people saying they thought Louisville were hoping they'd get?
Seven and five, 8-4. Yeah,
that's
seven
what I said.
7-5
a
is where
stretch
I was.
To get eight. Gosh, can we get seven wins out of this schedule?
Yeah.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
And you did it against one of the toughest, if not arguably the toughest schedule Louisville's ever played. Do you know 9 of the 12 Louisville opponents won 7 games this year? 9 of Louisville's 12 opponents were at some point, not necessarily when Louisville played them, but
right.
at some point ranked during the season.
9 of the 12.
Yes. I'm pretty sure, I don't know for a fact, but I'm pretty sure that's more than anybody else in the country in terms of opponents' numbers of wins.
Yeah.
A third of the way through this season, almost halfway through this season, people have thrown this team under the bus and given up on them. And then they looked at the schedule coming up and said, how are you going to get any wins here? Well, they did. They got to 7-5. By the time they got to the Kentucky game, your quarterback's banged up. In fact, he was banged up a good bit of the year, frankly. A guy like Caleb Chandler, he was banged up throughout the year. Which addresses the problem of depth. I get that. You've got to get depth.
Yeah.
You've got to have it. You're down to 2 running backs.
Literally.
One of them. True. Well, I saw somebody tweet, why aren't they running Tyon Evans? Well, because he can't.
He's not there.
And I do like Turner a lot.
I do too.
But he's a freshman who's still young and learning his way. So you're down to two running backs. As you guys have alluded to many times, they don't have a breakaway speed receiver. Love Tyler Hudson. Would love to have a bunch of Tyler Hudsons. But I'd also like to have a Tyler Harrell out there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're dealing with some handicaps that you've got to address and you've got to improve on, and they're going to try to in the transfer portal. That's the big variable out there that nobody can predict. So I'm hoping they'll get better. I think they'll get better, but winning isn't easy. Ask Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Ask LSU. Winning isn't automatic.
Clemson this weekend.
Ask Clemson. Yeah, it's.
We'll
bring a new coach and we'll win. Well, Virginia thought they hired a pretty good coach. Oklahoma thought they hired a pretty good coach. Look where they are. It's just this constant, fire the coach, get somebody else. It doesn't always work. Sometimes it does. Sometimes you catch lucky. Things catch fire. I'm looking forward to the bowl game, and we'll see what happens there.
Well, and patience can also pay off. I mean, Jim Harbaugh was about to get run out of Michigan.
That's a great example. Mark Stoops after 3 or 4
since
years.
Since that happened, what is he, 23-2?
Yeah.
Since they were about to fire him, and he actually redid his contract.
I'm convinced.
Could win the title. Yeah.
I'm convinced, and I think I've said this here before, that in most cases, certainly not every, but in most cases, if you will stick with your guy while everybody else is firing coaches and chasing their tail, eventually your guy will get his system, his players, his thing going. So I'm not for – you win, extend him. You lose, fire him. And,
yeah.
You know, this volatile back and forth, up and down from game to game just drives me crazy.
I think if you had won one of the last two or three games in this series and it didn't seem so lopsided and you lose a game like this, you're mad, but you're not this mad, you know?
Yeah, I grant you, the result of the Kentucky game has been troubling, but I do think they were better this time, and I don't think you can base the whole season on that one game.
Yeah.
Particularly, again, talking about how shorthanded Louisville was in several positions. So, like I said, I was disappointed because I felt like there was a shot, but then watching it, I thought, well, that's where we are right now, but it was an improvement.
So what do you do about his contract if you're the athletic director at Louisville right now?
You know,
now?
That this whole – I don't know. Mm. I'm a little bit – I understand how it works, but in the real world, I just don't understand why you don't fulfill your contract. Then when it's over, you either earned a new one or you don't.
Yeah.
But I understand for the for the future, I got to have an extension. The players got to know I'm going to be here.
Yeah.
BS. The players don't know you're going to be here because you can leave anytime you want.
Yes.
And so
the players may not be there either.
Yeah. Exactly.
They can leave right away.
So I don't know what the proper answer is there, but to be realistic, I'm assuming they're going to have to make some kind of move saying we're extending.
Mm-hmm.
How much, for how long, I don't know, but I guess you kind of have to.
With a reasonable buyout, you're not going to give him some Mark Stoops contract, whatever.
Goodness
gracious. I even people around Lexington I talked to at the game, they were like, I don't know why we're paying them this much.
They have like the weakest not out of conference schedule. It's like Akron and EKU and some other no name, and it's like, okay, good. Pay a guy almost $9 million a year, and you give him 3 layups a year.
Well, but he's won his rivalry game every year.
Yeah, that's true.
If you flip the results of that, I
will give Kentucky credit in this regard, whether they're that much better than Louisville or not, they do come out and seem to want this game. They do get riled up for it.
Yeah,
and by my saying this, it only proves that they're doing what they want to do, and that is the L's down thing just drives me up a tree.
Well, now
I don't know why. Berrien Brown was back to return a punt and was given the L's down out on the field. And come on, people, just enjoy your success.
It's Satterfield's fault. But he immortalized it that year when he went to the midfield against Stoops. But you're right. It's an epidemic now. Every person on the Jumbotron, you're contractually obligated.
Exactly. Yeah, and it drives all of us crazy, which is exactly what they're trying to do. And so they've succeeded, I guess.
Doesn't bother me at all.
I like it
when they do it when they're not playing us, because then I know that we're there, that we're in their men, in their mind.
That part is true. But also, the way to stop it is to start beating
win.
Them.
Win. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Your L's exactly. up.
So and, you do but yeah. but I've always, and this goes, I many, many years ago, someone came to me, Lowell's in the Final Four and Kentucky's not. And I said, the Kentucky's not is not part of the equation. You're in the Final Four. Yeah. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it for what it is. It doesn't always have to be blast the other guy. Can't you just enjoy your success?
I can. I can enjoy my success. Absolutely.
No, you can't.
No.
You're the epitome.
True. When we were in the Sugar Bowl, I wasn't thinking about Kentucky when I was on Bourbon Street. I wasn't thinking about the Wildcats. I don't even know what they did that year. I have no
idea. Speaking of Wildcats, was that Kansas State Louisville was playing the other day?
Yeah. No, that's what the logo, I mean, yeah.
That was strange.
Yeah, the helmets. And I did.
If you look at that logo, it looks like two birds that are...
Two cardinal birds?
Yeah, two birds.
They're mating?
Mating. I don't think birds mate like that.
I don't know, Mark. I've never really looked at any pictures, but apparently you have. Let's go to RJ up next year on with us and Paul Rogers. RJ, welcome in. Good morning.
Guys, appreciate you taking the call. First off, I was with friend of the program, former alum of the program, worldwide this weekend.
Oh, really?
And, Womble.
We were actually listening to 93.9, and he made the comment, man, this is so weird to hear U of L on there, but I'm so happy that we're, you know, with ESPN now. So, good things from worldwide. Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to get him back from her, but, you know, we're working on it. Two things. One, very happy that Paul is kind of the voice of reason. It was part of what my call was, is that you got to give Satterfield a little bit more time, considering when he inherited the program, we had like 18 wide receivers on there. We have seen some improvement. You know, it seemed like we just kind of needed to light a little bit of a fire after that Boston College game for him to pay attention to the defense. We did. He started paying attention to it. We turned it around. On the other note, I don't think that we need to listen to the fans as far as the coach goes. If you look at the last couple times that we've, you know, quote unquote, listened to the fans, let's look at the basketball program, hasn't really turned out that well. Chris Mack, obviously, last year, not a very good exit. This year, not a great start so far. And I just don't see, I understand Brom's our guy. You know, he played here. We've got the history. But I'm also an IU alum, and the guy's not that good. He's Satterfield just up the road.
I couldn't disagree really more. They're in the Big Ten title game.
Yeah, but the West is terrible. The West is terrible this year. Go look at the West. They got two teams with interim head coaches.
Okay.
They're just awful, and they're going to get smoked by Michigan. It's going to be at least a 3-touchdown win by Michigan, and I just don't think they're that good. If he comes back here, you're going to get basically the same thing that you're getting with Satterfield. So why not just let him keep maturing the team, keep growing it? And as Paul said, you know, if you just outlast everybody else, your guy is going to help, you know, grow that team and become better.
Well, I look a couple of things in there. I've intentionally not talked about Jeff Brohm all year because this job isn't open, and there's no point in talking about him until the job is open. Don't denigrate the job he did up there, though. They were a disaster when he took over. Yeah. He's done a good job. Leave that alone while you're evaluating your own coach. I mean, and I agree with a lot of things that Satterfield has done and shown improvements, but he has done a great job up there.
Everybody in Louisville loves the Brohms, me included. I'm not talking about just Jeff. I'm talking the whole family.
Yeah.
But if Jeff Brohm were not from Louisville and we all didn't know the Brohm family like we do, would Jeff Brohm be so much talked about as a potential coaching
not
candidate here?
No. I mean, he's done a good job at Purdue.
He's done
a great job at Purdue. But we would not be infatuated. So many of our fans would not be as infatuated about him. He'd be
personally,
a guy.
I think Jeff will this is just, I don't know, have any inside information, but I think Jeff will stay there. I think he likes it there.
I think he's going.
Really?
Yeah. It's hard to have long-term success there and not get fired.
I think there's two places Jeff would jump at given the opportunity, Notre Dame and Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not convinced that he is that eager to move on to somewhere else.
Well, with Cincinnati going to the Big 12, it's closer. But
I don't think he's trying to get close. I think he understands that you can't sustain success up there at Purdue. It's not a place that is
why not?
Because
they were going back, obviously, way back into the 60s, they were good every year. They went to the Rose Bowl in 67.
It was 50 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
They are screwed.
but Jack Mullenkopf, I remember him as a coach there. They were really good every year when Bob Greasy played in those guys.
And they're going to scrap divisions.
But the way,
and that's going to affect that job a big deal, because now they're going to have Ohio State and Michigan, Penn State on that schedule, in addition to USC and UCLA on a regular basis.
Kind of like Kentucky in a one-division SEC.
Yeah.
Which is inevitable for them. I mean, they have not announced that yet, but that will happen.
Seems that way.
For the SEC, for sure.
Yeah.
Whereas Louisville in a one-division ACC.
But I think
better?
In a way, because they're in the tougher division.
Sure,
right now.
I'd be all for that.
Yeah, if you look at the
Atlanta, the championship games this weekend, they're terrible for the most part.
Right.
I mean, they're lopsided.
Yeah.
They're 14 point spreads
what
in most of these games.
What the hell happened to North Carolina here at the end of the year? Losing to Georgia Tech, and by the way, I got to give a ton of credit to NC State. This is a team people wrote off all year long. Mm-hmm. Every time they'd lose somebody, and here they are. They knocked off North Carolina. And they finished up what
eight and four.
But you know, they lost Leary, then they lost their backup, and then they had a bunch of injuries against Louisville. And
I mean, everybody in the Atlantic is 7 or 5 and better.
The only good title game is the Pac. Pac, however many.
Who'd that wind up being? USC and who?
USC and Utah.
I take that back. The Big 12 is a 2.5 point game, but it's like, you know, Georgia is a 17.5 point favorite. You know, Purdue.
Big 12 is Texas and TCU.
No, Big 12 is TCU, Kansas State.
Oh, Kansas State. TCU came from way behind to beat them, I think, in their game?
I think that is correct. I think they were down a couple touchdowns earlier in the season on that one.
Duggan and that receiver, that's their team. Anything happens to that receiver or Duggan, they are done. But, you know, I mean, go back to like they fired Gary Patterson.
They were way down in that game. Yeah, they were down 28-10, it looks like, in that game.
Yeah, they fired Gary Patterson, went to SMU, got Sonny Dykes, and now they're in the playoff.
Yeah.
With a backup quarterback, by the way. You know, that's the craziest part about TCU.
Yeah.
They're gonna get beat in the semifinal. I cannot see them advancing to the championship game, but we'll never know. You play the game, find out.
Yeah. The thing with, you know, the Brom elephant in the room, I think you can evaluate your own coach without having to try to, you know, you can support Scott Satterfield. It's okay to root for Louisville and Purdue on Saturday, you know, because the guy, you know, the family's much associated with the program. But
it'll be awesome if Purdue beat Michigan
for
a variety of reasons.
Turn the college football world upside down, man.
Great.
Yeah, Alabama really would like
rip
that.
Rip the hearts out of Michigan fans.
Yeah.
I'm here for that. Do it, Jeff Brom.
Yeah. like you say, you've seen improvement with the defense. It's one of those, like, you know, the right decision is to keep him and extend him. It's just not a very exciting decision, you know, and sometimes the best decisions aren't the most exciting. They pay off down the road. But, you know, and maybe a recruiting class gets some people excited. It's just we're sort of stuck in this. It's progress, but it's not exciting progress, I guess, for a lot of people.
Yeah, I can understand that. I don't totally agree with it, but my perspective is way, way different from most people's out there. I'm not a paying customer, but I like Scott Satterfield. I'll make no bones about that, and I know people know that I've said that before, and I understand you can't just keep people on board because you like them. But I like what he's done with this team. This team could have gone down the dumps in a big way after the first month of the season, and they didn't. And the fact that these guys responded to him and to the staff, and to me, says a lot.
Yeah.
And I like the future out there. Now, if we're still doing this, going 7-5 and losing to Kentucky a couple of years from now, you might finally get me to change my tune, but I'm not going to change it right now.
Let's go back to the phones. Greg is up next. Greg, welcome in.
Hey, good morning, guys. Mark, I think you mentioned a little while ago in the show what UofL's schedule was at the beginning of next year, or did I misunderstand?
Yeah, so it's already set. They're going to open up with Georgia Tech in the Chick-fil-A kickoff, go Murray State at home, and then go to Indianapolis to play Indiana. That's their first three games, and then the only other game we know is the finale where they play Kentucky at the end of the year. So we know four of those dates in the first three.
Okay, so we get to go to Lucas Oil next
That's
year.
Correct. That's correct. And then Indiana comes here in 24, and then we go there in 25 to Bloomington.
Okay. Thanks, Mark.
You got it.
FutureFBSschedules.com, by the way. You can also go to that as well.
Or go to MarkBlankenbaker.com.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Well, I have that domain. I ought to do something with MarkBlankenbaker.com. I didn't want anybody else to do it and like create something.
What are they going to create?
I don't know. Like something, you know, Blankenbaker for sheriff. And then people will be doing write-in votes for me on election day. Wait, and then I got to move back to Kentucky.
You pay for the MarkBlankenbaker.com.
You don't have DrewDiener.com?
No.
How much does it cost?
It's $12.99 a year.
Wow.
What are your future plans for MarkBlankenbaker.com?
Nothing. Park it. Nobody can do anything with it.
Okay.
Prevent other people from doing
stuff.
It's
parked free. Mark Blankenbaker is parked free, courtesy of GoDaddy.
Yeah, I have it.
Good for you. I'm so proud of you. It's a bizarre thing to have. Anyway, I didn't know he had his own website. Just hadn't launched
it yet.
Well,
I have the crunchzone.com. That's
well,
the
that, yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah. That one, you know, you sort of add content to, you know,
yes.
on there. So, all right, we'll step aside here. If you want to get in, 267-9680 is the number to get in. Text away to the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680, and we'll let you do that here as well. Let's see. I want to remind you about ADS Security. Online ADSSecurity.com. They're going to give you 90 days free when you mention us. 90 days of free monitoring when you mention ESPN Louisville. That way you know what's going on inside your house. You know, we can see the cameras. You've got, somebody's at the door. You can talk to them. Whether you need for your business, maybe you want key card entry, maybe you want keypad entry where you don't even need a traditional key. You just have the number you punch in. They can do all of that for you over at ADS Security and give you 90 days of free monitoring when you mention us. 90 days of free monitoring at ADS Security online at ADSSecurity.com. And tell me who's talking about them right here on the Diener Show.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat? But still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios. Welcome back to the Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680. We will have a couple of important broadcasts tomorrow. We'll have Louisville and Maryland with the man across from me, Paul Rogers, with the play-by-play. And we will also have Kentucky Bellarmine, who are making their trip back. Lord knows they're probably in an airport right now, coming back from their game at UCLA last night. So, Paul got back. How was that jet lag getting back from Maui?
I was talking to Mark, or I think it was you, earlier about it. I never really converted from Eastern time.
Yeah.
Knowing... I wasn't there for a real long time,
yeah.
And with the schedule of games, kind of working on that, I really kind of stayed on Eastern time, probably adjust a little bit. But I would get up. The mornings are just so gorgeous there.
Oh.
You get up, and everything's open-aired, and I would wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and so I would just go sit in the lobby and scroll through my iPad, watch the sun come up over Lanai across the way.
Pretty nice.
Very
yeah.
relaxing, and so I really, as I said, kind of stayed on that time. To a large degree. Yesterday, like I said, the first day, it kind of, because the whole flight back, I was prepping for the Kentucky game. And then the Kentucky game was Saturday. And before we went to Maui, I was spending every day kind of getting things lined up for those games. So yesterday, I finally just crashed.
Which is tough because you don't know who you're playing.
Yeah.
Although after the first game, you kind of had
scenarios.
A sense.
So anyway, That tournament is so good. To watch that caliber of play in a little bitty gym like that, but it's packed to the gills. Mm-hmm. It's loud. It's as loud as any arena you've ever been in. It's just not 15,000. It's 2,500.
Yeah.
But, I mean... You look at the teams there, Arizona's – anyone. There's a number of teams there that I could see in the Final Four, whether it's Arizona. Creighton, really good. Even San Diego State went 1-2. They're really good. The surprise team was probably Ohio State. But just to go there and watch that kind of basketball in that environment, it's a great trip. But it's a tiring trip, and it's a long way to go to get your butt kicked 3 days in a row.
Yeah, I noticed about the basketball teams you didn't mention this particular team. Everybody knew it was going to be a tough year. I think the tough part people have is going, I say, okay, you're winless, but B, there's a lot of talk about culture, and we don't really know, that's sort of a vague term. You're around the team some, and you're around Kenny. I mean, what do you see from the inside of this?
Just guys trying to figure it out. I haven't been to a lot of practices. I've been to a few. And I'm impressed with the way Kenny runs practice. He's not a guy who's going to scream and go into histrionics, but he's very stern. I mean, he's very stern and very demanding. They go over things in great detail. He's preparing this team as well as he can. I still think they're trying to understand how to instinctively do the things he wants them to do. Anytime in any sport, anytime you're thinking, it's going to take away your instincts and your reactions. Mm-hmm. It makes you – sometimes when I hear people saying they're not playing hard, I don't think that's the case. I think when guys are thinking about what do I do, it slows you down. And maybe you don't have that just instinctive turnaround and sprint. It's like, oh, well, now we got to go here. And the talent level needs an upgrade. And there's no denying that. So I knew it would be not a great year. I didn't think they'd be 0-6 at this point. I don't think anybody did. But all you can do is keep going. They're for the most part, very upbeat and positive and still working at it. And hopefully things will gradually improve as we go along. And, you know, we can get to where you feel like you got a chance to win some games by the time you get to the second half of the season.
The big mystery to me is the disappearance of Sidney Curry. I mean,
that's the big mystery to everyone.
I don't understand. Doesn't even get shot attempts. It doesn't look like the same guy we saw at the end of last year. He physically obviously doesn't look like the same guy, but I mean, I was going to look up. I mean, I bet he doesn't have, 15 attempts on the year.
Probably not. It's he gets one or two attempts most every game. And the big mystery is it looks like he's not in shape, and yet there's no way you can get through the conditioning that they have done and not be. And I even talked to a staffer, I won't say who mm-hmm. kind of expressed that same feeling. He said, I don't know how that can be. I just don't know how you can go through what we've been through and not be in shape.
Somebody have to hack his Uber Eats account?
I mean, right, maybe. I think fans just want to see some signs of life,
Sidney Curry's 4 of 12 on the year. He's got
right.
12
field goals
shot
in
six games.
He's averaging, maybe 3 rebounds a game. He's not awful in that department.
Four and a half rebounds a game. And 4 free throw attempts. So mm-hmm. it's just... There's no way going into this year when you knew they had an advantage in one area was size. He was part of that. To think that stat of any stat you want to throw him at, that he has 12 field goal attempts on the year and J.J. Trainor's got 34.
Yeah. They made the move the other day in the last game mm-hmm. where they started Huntley Hatfield. Well, they brought in J.J.
And then
Huntley Hatfield moved to the 5. And I thought it worked pretty well. And then you're thinking, maybe Sid can come in off the bench when they took their big guy out. And now he can really push his weight around and make some noise and bang around. And, again, it just never materialized.
Yeah. We just need to see something happen. I mean, it felt like the Wright State and the App State game. Or they're right there, and we thought L. Ellis won it at the buzzer. Mm. And I felt like people were like, okay, they do a couple things, and maybe they won't get blown out in Maui.
Funny you brought that up, because I said after the tournament, I said people came to Maui bemoaning these one-point losses. Now we'd crave a one-point loss.
Right.
just get us in the game.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't expect to beat Maryland tomorrow night or anything like that, but I do hope that they take these like long periods of time, because they don't play a game this coming weekend.
Right.
So they have time in between games.
Don't we have Miami on Sunday?
Is it Miami on Sunday?
Miami
was one game at a time, Paul. I don't look ahead.
You got Maryland Tuesday, and I think Miami.
Is it Miami
on
Sunday that they play? Okay.
I believe
but
so.
There's a decent period of time. And
then after that, I don't think you play again till the following weekend at Florida State.
That's correct. Yeah.
So they've got some time. You're right. They've got some time to work on things here.
Just don't see a win until Florida A&M.
Florida State?
Okay. At Florida State, they've had so much success with them.
Yeah, but what are they, 1-4, 1-5, something?
Yeah, they've had a great start. Struggle. I think that's the tough part is we know what a build looks like. I'm going to have James can grab your water there, too, if you need one. It's just, again, the comparisons to Rickard, they're just going to be there because, the guy coached here forever. But when they were losing, you could see, okay, they lost, but they're trying to build in this area. They're here as part of the plan. I think the tough part with Kenny is we don't know the plan of what it is.
Well, I think he has a plan. I think he has a firm conviction of what he wants to do. Exactly what that is.
We don't know.
Sort of pinpoint.
Right.
And as long as I just think you have to allow him to put that plan in place, and hopefully things will get going. I know people envision him coming in here, striking it big with recruiting right off the bat and getting a team that went up and down the floor at breakneck speed, and it hasn't materialized. And I think it will.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure it will this year. How long do you give him? How patient can you be? I know people aren't very patient. That's the way it is. But he's made it clear the kinds of people he wants, and hopefully you can get those kinds of people who are also five-star players.
Yeah.
And that's, of course, that's what everyone wants.
Let's go to Dr. Ted up next. Dr. Ted, welcome in. Good morning. What's going on? Dr. Ted, we got you. I hear your phone there.
Hello.
There he is. Yeah.
Hey, I have a troubling thought with regards to all those people calling for Jeff Brohm. If Jeff Brohm is not available and Coach Satterfield is being mentioned for a possible North Carolina job, who do they have?
I don't think Satterfield's going to Carolina.
I like the job that Coach Satterfield has done this year, and the way he has made improvements on the team, even though we are undermanned. And so I think he should have an extension. Continuity is the key to success for a good coach, and the team down the road showed us an example of what they can do. However, the thing is, the AD for Kentucky has a shield named John Calipari. He can protect him from any backlash if it hasn't worked. But it did work. So I'm for Satterfield to be retained one way or the other.
Well, Dr. Ted, you're a guy who travels far and wide to watch this team.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you probably invest more miles than a car, Lord knows, than I ever will.
I think Dr. Ted goes to more games than I do.
Yeah.
And I go to all of them.
And the next time Drew goes to a game, he's riding with you.
Yes.
That's right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Appreciate it.
You can find the yellow garage, right, Paul?
It doesn't exist. I don't care what you say. It's Atlantis.
It exists.
Paul
could find it.
We had no trouble finding the garage, but did you not get the map that comes with it that shows you where it is?
I went to ukathletics.com/gameday. It said to go to Cooper Drive. I went to Cooper Drive. I just went on the wrong side, apparently, of Cooper Drive. And when you go to the wrong side of Cooper Drive, you're screwed. Like, I'm asking parking attendants, where's Yellow at? I don't know. It's probably by the stadium.
You know what?
What does that mean?
I'm shocked how many times we go to a stadium and you show them your parking permit, and they have no idea.
No
where
idea.
It is. I don't know how that happens, but it happens everywhere.
One guy told me to go. He said you need to go to the other side of the stadium. Yep. I guess that would be the alumni drive side of the stadium. Went over there. They're like, oh no, you need to be on the other side of the stadium. Came back there, got lost somewhere around Limestone. I was a broken man by the time I
you
got were, there.
You looked a bit rattled by the time you
I was
staggered into our
Paul,
booth.
Listen, we all love Drew.
Okay, okay.
Broken
but
man.
Don't travel.
No, I can't. You're right.
He
no,
can't.
I'm the black.
Don't get
of
on an elevator, escalator.
It will go. It will go poorly.
If it moves, something bad is going to happen.
And if I'm around, it'll be my fault.
That's right.
If we get stuck between floors on an elevator,
we got,
it'll be my fault.
Lloyd Gardner drove us over to Lexington. He often does, and he gets to a point where he can drop us off close because we got those big equipment cases to carry.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went on to the garage. But oftentimes, Kelly Dickey actually drives us at road games. I call him our director of transportation. thank God. He even drove me back and forth or to the arena in Hawaii. He went to
Wow, Bali. Okay.
Now, I had to get Ubers back from there because he was with his family. I said, okay,
yeah,
Kelly,
yeah,
you,
yeah,
you
yeah.
Can do that.
Do that.
But again, almost frequently, when Kelly is driving us to a road game and we get into the and we've got a parking permit and we're not exactly sure where to go, and you'll go there and they go, not sure.
I
try
go
that way
I,
and then see.
Right, that's the this way, that way. I'm banned. I'm banned from driving myself to a
really
road
are.
Game.
You really
I'm
are.
I am. I'm banned. Let's go. I mean, I was in Fayette County at 12:55. I was in sight of the stadium at 1:05. And 45 minutes later, I finally got somebody, a friend of mine, texted me a parking lot, a blue lot VIP. I should have asked him a lot earlier than that.
Sure.
That yellow lot doesn't exist. Lies. Let's go to Johnny up next. Johnny, welcome in.
Hey, morning, guys. Hey, I wanted to get Paul's opinion on kind of KP being a little more hands-on, you know, in-game situations. You know, I know we all want to see him run and gun, and that's probably his style, is kind of just let them roll, you know, let them play fast, run and gun. But, you know, with a team full of wings and centers and power forwards, I mean, Huntley Hatfield's not pushing the fast break, boys. I was curious, I know we've seen them deploy the 2-3 zone. I remember him deploying it against Bellarmine there for a little bit, but, defensive-wise, I mean, what you're doing is not really working. I mean, at what point, Paul, do you think you kind of scrap what your idea is and just try to figure out how to get some wins? I mean, try to figure out something to fit what you have because, you know, we're starting all these dudes, you know, all these power forwards essentially, you know, who's having trouble guarding, you know, true point guards, people that can blow by them, stuff like that. I feel like any type of zone would be pretty tough with that kind of length. And, I mean, you know, I'm just curious, Paul, as when you feel like the point is that you kind of have to, you know, as McConaughey said in We Are Marshall, you know, he was talking about the power eyes. Gentlemen, this is the power eye, but it's not working. What can we do here to figure out how to win some games? And, I just wanted to get your opinion, Paul, if you think that's possible, you know, for Louisville to do. Can they figure out something to do to make them you know, capable of winning some games?
I think you've seen a little bit of that. I like the press they brought out.
Yeah.
I thought that was effective. And with the length of this team, I think they can maybe do more of that. I think they're a team it seems to me, could play an effective zone. Offensively, I think we have begun to see a little more play calling.
Mm-hmm.
Let's run this play. Let's get the ball to this guy. Let's get the ball to this part of the floor. It's not ultimately what Kenny wants to base his game on. He wants guys out there. As he says, I don't like to run plays. I like to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, down the road, hopefully you can. But in the meantime, you might have to run some plays.
Yeah, because otherwise
you need some structure.
Just running off and doing his own thing.
I need to know exactly. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there. And let's run some plays. I first saw a little bit of that in the was the last game before Maui Appalachian State. I get my schedule.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we began to see a little bit of that there. And maybe we will see some more of that. Perhaps that's what they might – work on here in these next couple of weeks. As we talked about, the games are kind of spaced apart, and they've got some real productive practice time.
Yeah, because you're right, though. They've got the game Tuesday, and then
Sunday, and then Saturday.
Yeah, so they play three games in 3 days, and they play like three games in 2 weeks here or something like that. Because you can't really – you can't practice in a situation like that. You're lucky to
– No, they had a real good practice on let's see, they got there Friday. They had a hard practice. I actually practiced twice on Saturday. I didn't go to those, but I went to the Sunday practice. That was a pretty rigorous practice. And then you can't do much when you're playing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
No.
But it's more mental, although they did. I know they did go to a gym on before the Wednesday game. I didn't go again, but I'm sure he didn't wear them out, but I think they did. They didn't just go to the ballroom and set some things up. They went into a gym and had a practice session on Wednesday. So, but you're right. You're very limited to what you could do when you're cramming three games in 3 days.
What were the 3 3-point lines? Was one a high school?
I don't even know. I've got confused with that, too. Is it high school, college men, and college women?
It's got to be.
I guess. Right? I don't know.
Because they moved the women's line back some, but not as far back as the men's line.
Also, there were, I believe, a midcourt line and lines on either side of midcourt. Yeah. And I was trying to figure out if maybe that was not a full-length court. And I have seen places where the over and back line is not, if it's a short court.
I kept thinking it was over and back.
It's not the middle line. It's a line back of there. And frankly, I never pursued it and thought about it because it didn't occur to me until the game was going on. I'm going, wait, is this a full-length court? I'm not even sure.
Yeah. No, maybe it's pickleball lines. I don't know. Volleyball. Who knows what it is.
Hey, real quick, Paul, what matters to you more, location for bowl game or team that we're playing?
That's a good question.
Good question. It is a good one. Well, at the level of bowl game we're going to be, location.
Yeah, good answer. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Because I'm looking at the bowl projections. It's like Birmingham versus Florida, El Paso versus Oregon State.
I've always had a thing for the Sun Bowl.
Really?
I want to go to the Sun Bowl in El Paso 1 year. I really do. But, you know, last year when they got the First Responders Bowl, it was kind of like, but you know what? That was a nice trip. Dallas, I'd never been to Dealey Plaza, and we stayed, you know, a couple of blocks from there just to go to Dallas. And SMU has a really nice stadium, and the weather was great. That turned out to be a
hopefully
a
they have some
trip.
Running backs for the bowl game. I mean, the way that room is right now, it's rather bare.
Can Reuben Owens play? Can he play the bowl game, please?
Yeah. I don't know. Is everybody on campus?
Yeah.
I'm wandering around
now
there?
They all are expected. This group of recruits that's coming in, a majority of them are planning on enrolling in January.
Yeah.
So, you know, when they sign, they're going to be moving into
campus.
But they're
not eligible to play in the bowl game.
Not for the bowl game. But they're going to start spring practice pretty early.
Yeah. The other thing about location is, I think it'd be kind of cool to do a game in Yankee Stadium or Fenway Park, too. So just the novelty.
24/7 has us playing Wisconsin in the Pinstripe Bowl. We're all over the place.
The one troubling thing about those bowls is at least
it's cold.
I really don't care about that. I'm not sure about Boston, but New York, I was told at one point, and maybe it's changed, but because it's in a baseball stadium the way it's set up, that you actually have to call the game from the end zone,
which
I have done twice before in my life, and boy, that is rough.
Real quickly, I want to tell you about Underdog Fantasy. Use my promo code Drew when you sign up. Your first deposit is doubled up to $100. What do you do? Right now with the pick'em entries, you pick whether your favorite player is going to have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single game. Like tonight, higher or lower Michael Pittman, 66.5 receiving yards. Higher or lower Najee Harris, 64.5 rushing yards. That's an example of what you do. And you can make rivals picks as well. And it's been, it's a fun way to watch the game. If your fantasy team stinks, this is a way to jump back in there. Like a maker. So sign up today with promo code Drew and get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Visit underdogfantasy.com. Must be 18 or older. Present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org. All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job?
How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.